Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes, and welcome to another, well, short, albeit, episode of AMC Press on tonight's show, entitled... And yes, it's edition 487. We're 20 episodes shy of 500. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, in that penultimate moment, holy shit. Anyway, so, let's see. Yeah, tonight's show, Technology and Corruption. We give you a good look at the good sides of evil and good, and both in the world of Kiefer, as well as how different people with disabilities handle technology. And also, yes, we'll be back live on the 3rd of June.
Hey, it's twice the show and half the time.
Yeah! Exactly! It's a small batch!
Either or.
Well, yeah. Either or, exactly. So, yeah, first up. In the news.
Yes.
First up in the news, yes, technology. Technology and... Technology and, disabilities, right?
Yes.
As so we all know that technology plays a huge role in our development, whether it's computers or anything like that.
Doesn't matter why. As long as but it does help people. There are different technologies out there to help people no matter what. To help them in whatever differences that they could have as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, it has helped me immensely. I know that I use Dragon Naturally Speaking and plug to them because they're fucking great. Nuisance is a great company. However, Apple is getting a lot of press meaning that they are not giving any discounts yet. I wish they would.
Oh, yeah.
Or give to a... Oh, and I believe we have some...
You have what?
I'd like a free iPad. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
And I believe this is Christine.
Oh, she's here.
She's here. Oh, my gosh.
The gang?
Hello?
I think.
So...
She's here.
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, it must be a Wednesday.
It must be a Wednesday. However,
technology can be so great, but sometimes can go so wrong.
Yeah.
If that is true, then hello, Christine. If you're there, I feel like I'm on a seance. Are you there, Christine?
Or...
I guess not. However...
So,
okay, yeah, on with disability... on with the technology, shall we?
We're working down over here.
So,
as much as we rip on Facebook,
yes,
it's helped me.
We have to,
it's helped me a lot.
There's benefits to technology, but there's also some cases where not so much.
I mean, there are benefits and then there are not benefits. I remember when I got my first assisted thing, they couldn't even give me the MacBook. But,
hard.
At the same time, they give me this ruddy old little thing that I used to type all my shit on. Which was great, but it was a small-ass screen, as if, like, they, and they couldn't give me the wherewithal to actually see the fucker, so
yeah.
That's why I got a laptop instead.
Okay.
I mean, and then eventually when my laptop died, I got the MacBook, but when I was there, they said, oh yeah, you just got it's a college, great, we'll give you a college discount, but I said I'm disabled. Well, I'm afraid they don't have disabled discounts. They should. They would be racking stuff in. You know?
Plus, there are different programs out there for different things, for different laptops or
for other devices. I mean,
so, right.
I mean, there is a thing. The mere fact that Google is now promoting, I think it's $1.5 billion and pumping it into searching for people, you know, with disabilities, It's great.
That's huge.
I don't see why Apple cannot do that.
This would be good competition, too.
It would be great competition.
And I'm pretty sure that they will. It's just a matter of time.
You know.
Prove that Apple is actually able
to compete
compete with those companies out there.
Right.
See, that's huge.
As much as Apple products look good, I can't afford them.
I mean, it is one
it's
of those things.
It's very unfortunate.
No, it's very unfortunate that, like, only the middle class or only, you know,
a certain group of people can get this. When there's assistive technologies out there. And you can't really get them either. Isn't that a disservice, too?
Yeah.
Isn't that just as that big of a disservice?
It is a disservice, because it is a disservice to a huge amount of
people,
exactly. A huge amount of people and taking it out of the context, you know.
And it's one thing to say we're going to help, but it's another when they don't.
Yeah, it's another way to take it and not expand it. These thing of that's the reality of it, is not expanding it versus expanding it. I mean, the amount of nonverbal people in this world is huge. Once you give them an iPad, everything changes, or a Mac, everything changes.
Or any other assistive technology.
Right. I mean, Macs these days are down $1,000. Well, traditionally, they're like $2,000. However, if you go to school, they're less than that, and if you're paying them off, if you get special financing, they're even less than that. However, for two people, Travis Pilcher, who is 20, and didn't talk for most of his life, it was a mystery to his teachers, who couldn't find a way to help him with severe autism. I mean, by the time he was a teenager, his parents, Michael and Shayna Fortworth, were exhausted from dealing with his mood swings and aggressive behavior, and when he couldn't get his point across, he became more and more frustrated and would explode, right? But yet,
it's very difficult to go through.
Yeah, I mean, You can relate to that, can't you, Allison?
I wouldn't say I went through the same thing you went through, but I can say that there are benefits of having assistive technologies, no matter if you have nonverbal or you need to have something, having assistive technologies to help you write papers or be organized. There's many programs out there. It's a matter of A, getting them out there.
And getting them out there in terms of stuff, in terms of the people who are going, you know, you know, I know I can't complete my work without the use of a speech device or whatever, because I just can't, you know what I mean? The point is when we try to get our stuff out, you know.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that when you're not able to get it out, but you know you want to get it out,
extremely
frustrated.
And more of a challenge than people would like to let out.
Oh, yeah. It's more of a challenge.
And sometimes people don't understand it either. And that's a hindrance. There's technologies out there which kids who are nonverbal, verbal, doesn't matter what, could use and benefit from. But if you don't go and speak with different people to help get your kids these software programs, whatever, that doesn't help them either. You have definitely start talking and saying, why isn't there more? Because if more people say, why isn't there more for people who need assistive technologies, then maybe something will start to come and progress will be made. Two,
if it wasn't for Facebook, I wouldn't be achieving my life goal to make everybody happy.
So
yeah, I mean, I think if it wasn't for Facebook, if it wasn't for, you know, Dragon, I wouldn't be able to write my plays or get any thoughts out. You wouldn't hear from the playwright inside, or you wouldn't hear as much as what I've wanted to say, you know, always. Or if I didn't have my MacBook, you wouldn't hear half the stuff that we put on the show. You know, it's just plain and simple.
I think that contributes to everything that the show does.
Absolutely.
It's not just one person, it's many moving parts, many different people being involved, too.
What? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So.
Wouldn't have found like
yeah.
bracelet making either.
Well, yeah, that too.
On the other hand,
we go from this to the world of soccer and footy, or footy, and the comparison between American footy, which is really deflated footballs in Tom Brady's eyes.
Wait, you said it's a deflated football?
Deflated
football in Tom Brady's eyes, like it's a deflated football? No,
that's exactly what I said.
It's more like a regular-sized football to him.
Yeah, I don't think Tom Brady would be allowed to go on a soccer field.
Yeah.
He's not a part of any soccer teams. So, kind of makes that difficult. There won't be any deflated soccer balls either.
Breaking.
I think that story rocked news stations early this morning. Definitely. Could see it.
Early this morning that they escorted pretty much the entire FIFA league out of out of the hotel, you know, and it is kind of comical when you think about it. It's not funny now, but it is kind of funny if. It is kind of funny to see them refereeing prison gang matches, you know.
Oh.
And FIFA would change ultimately forever. It would be GFIFA. Gang related FIFA. You know, tons of Chicanos playing. Yeah, we know you can play, brother. Let's go! Let's go! And, you know, somebody would have to do the thing where the announcer goes, goal! The guy has huge fucking wins. I like how fucking do it, but anyway.
Yeah. $10 million for that goal!
Exactly! Goal!
It's a goal! No, I just...
You know, just going, yes, we think that it can be it. It's not going to be on the rest. Anyway, but, you know, each time each person comes out, could you imagine? It's on the rest! One morning, I don't fucking care. It's on the rest! You know,
they did it, not anyone else. So
no, but not anybody else. But you know, could you imagine? You know, at 4 in the morning, the tree frogs are up, the crows are up. It's you know, people are just getting to work, and all you hear is we're now at you know, it's a news reporter. We're now on the site where. Goal! Shoot it to the left! From out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. I think it's here. Well, you know, kind of thing. However, this is not funny, but what is ironic is that they collectively have stolen more money than the Vatican, you know. But when I say more when we say more money, we really mean that for months now, since like last year, the United States has basically been, you know, tracking them. And, you know, making them own up to what they do. It's not pretty. But yet, you know, because of the fact that FIFA originally ordered the next two World Cups to Russia and the Qatar, two oil-rich countries and nations with poor human rights records, and none of the conditions or infrastructure was necessary.
Why we play in 140-degree heat? Yeah. No.
Right. So, it's like 140-degree heat. Fuck no. Yeah, Putin would be like, oh, this is Zuckerball. Brilliant!
No, that's like, who's going to want to go out there?
Exactly. But, I mean,
even though there are people going out there in 10-degree weather that without a shirt on.
Exactly, but to maximize the 5 minutes we have, you know, it is kind of funny in the fact that this is just start of, you know, everybody's chart. This is just the start of many things to come, and we will keep reporting on this. I think most notably by, you know, next, when we broadcast next, we'll hear a bunch of information that we'll have an hour-long show next time. And, you know, we will have, we'll have news from this. So,
yes.
But the fact is, also, this incident was not the final chapter in our investigation, you know, said the acting Kelly attorney, after hours of many blatant key lieutenants were arrested, and ironically they were quite relaxed. You know, I can't imagine they were just waiting in their fucking hotel rooms. However, FIFA insisted even today that they would not consider rerunning the World Cup bids. But thanks to the interventions of Switzerland and the U.S., everything about the organization and its decisions may now be called into question. And that's, like, the thing that where we will leave you.
Yes.
Until next Tuesday. Or Wednesday, sorry.
No, next Wednesday.
Wednesday. God. It's been a minute. Anyway.
We'll
be back. So, I guess we will see you, we'll see you soon. We'll see you then.
Yes.
Ciao. Hasta la vista. Get out of here. Bye.